Like Jared Pack said, I've been here for a while, so again, that's been about a minute, so I only got about 7 minutes left, so please pay attention. So, intro of me, I mean, I am an alumni. I've been here for 12 years. I was a student athlete for 2 years, so I was a JUCO transfer, and then I was a GA and assistant coach for another two years after that. That's when me and Big Boss Madol, we were both running the show back then. And then entering into my eighth season as a head coach. So been here for a minute. And I had these two players, come back and visit this past weekend, which was really, really fun. I don't think I'm getting old, but I'm only 33. But when they came, we were kind of doing the math and just talking about memories and things. And it's been 10 years. Since they were here, so I was 23 when I first started, which is wild. So back when they were a part of my first team, when I was a JV head coach, so 10 years have went by, and they came, and they had random conversations with people about, you know, what do y'all do for fun? I mean, they were so excited to be here, and then surprisingly, a lot of you guys or some of my players said, we just kind of go to our room. We don't really do nothing. There's nothing to do here, which is shocking, but one thing that they responded with was when somebody asked them back, like, well, what'd you do for fun, or what was it like when you were here, or whatever, they were like, well, we hung out with each other. There was, like, we made the most of it. There was a lot of memories that they have just by them being themselves, and if you know anything about Nakia and Sadie, they always brought light to the room. They always made things fun just because of their energy and how they learned how to make the most of things. So obviously, going into my next point, or just the main topic of what we've been talking about all year, is that home. York is my home. I've made it and created it to be my home based off the relationships I made, based off the community I've built. One thing that nobody can argue with me is that York is your home. Now, it might be temporary. It might be a semester for some of you guys. It might be 12 years. It might be, if DR is here, he's what, 40 years, 39 years. It might be X amount of time, whatever it is, home, York is your home. You sleep here, a lot of y'all go to practice here, you eat here, you shower here, hopefully. Like this is your home. And it's temporary, but it is your home. So in that, one thing I really want you to take away from today is home. I am one of those believers in home is where you make it. Home is where the heart is. If you pour into this place, if you really try to just be about it here and learn how to truly be 10 toes down, and learn what commitment means and really just pour yourself into this, you don't even realize the things that can happen and can grow from just being all in here. Because this is, it's your home. You can make it your home. It doesn't mean you're going to be here forever, but for the time that you are here, you do your best and make it home, make it comfy, make it whatever you describe home as, whatever you define it as. Do your best to do that, because again, home, it's going to be what you make it. It can be great, it can be bad, just like a lot of us probably have stories from our upbringing. There's a lot of bad in there, maybe there's a lot more good, whatever it is. Home is where you make it, home is where the heart is. On that too, you don't even realize the things you might miss or the things that are supposed to be for you because you're so not committed, not bought in, not just trying it out, just giving it the best you can. If it's not for you, it's not for you. And trust me, if you're thinking that way, I was the same way. Being a JUCO transfer when I first got here, I was the exact same way. This place was really weird to me. At times it can still be, but it was super weird to me. JUCO life is different. I got here. I didn't like chapel. I didn't know what it was. I wasn't a Christian. Like, I understand I understand that it can be different. However, when you learn how to just be bought in and be literally 10 toes down and just all into where you're at, there's so much more that you can gain from that. You don't want to miss some of the things that are supposed to be meant for you, but you're just not focused because you're so checked out and you're always thinking about somewhere else is better and that and the other. Just be where you're at and try to make the most of it and make York your home for now. Make the most of it. That was the gist of what I wanted to say. Again, just to bring light to the conversation only wanted to speak for about 8 to 10 minutes. I didn't tell Coach to time me, but that should be about eight to 10 minutes right there. So thank you guys for, again, just being here. You don't understand the impact that you can make on each other. So again, I encourage you to make the most of it and have a good rest of your day.